At this time, the meeting is called to order. I need the county manager to do a roll call, please.
Vice Chairman Ronald West, I'm sorry, Ronald Robertson,
Present.
Commissioner Michael White,
Present.
and Commissioner Corey Balance.
Present.
Thank you.
At this time, I'll be asking Commissioner Balance to lead us in prayer and in the pledge.
Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come first of all saying thank you. We thank you because you brought us through another Thanksgiving. God, you allowed us to come together tonight, God, to better serve the citizens of Bertie County. We ask now that you bless those that may be turning over the mantle, oh God. We thank you for their service. God, we ask that you bless those that's coming to take the mantle, oh God. And we ask that you just bless them to serve. God, we thank you for everybody that's gathered here on tonight. But most importantly, we thank you for your presence. We ask now that you give us a mind and a character, God, to conduct business.
Amen.
At this time, I'll return the meeting over to our county manager for officers to be sworn in.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you for that. Good evening to everyone. At this time, we have the administration of oath of office by the Honorable Cy Grant, Superior Court Judge, and Mr. Lewis Hogger III will be sworn in as County Commissioner.
Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of your knowledge, skill, and ability, so help you God. Do you, Lewis Hogger III, swear that you will well and truly execute the duties of County Commissioner according to the best of your skill and ability, according to the law, so help you God?
Congratulations, Commissioner Hoggart. At this time, we'll have the administration of oath of office by the Honorable Annie Wilson, Register of Deeds, and Ms. Vivian Saunders will be sworn in as County Commissioner. At this time, we'll have the administration of oath of office by the Honorable Annie Wilson, Register of Deeds, and Ms. Vivian Saunders will be sworn in as County Commissioner.
Good afternoon, everybody. I will be giving this oath to Ms. Vivian Sutton, and she chose to affirm.
Yes.
Correct. Right. And you're going to repeat after me.
Yes.
Okay. So you'll repeat your name.
Okay.
You don't have to touch the mouth if you're okay. I,
Vivian Saunders,
do solemnly and sincerely affirm. Do solemnly and sincerely affirm that I will
support the Constitution
of the United States.
Of the United States.
That I will be faithful and bear true allegiance
to the state of North Carolina
and to the constitutional powers
and authority
which are
or may be established
for the government thereof
for the government thereof.
And that I will.
And that I will.
Endeavor to support.
Endeavor to support.
Maintain and defend.
Maintain and defend.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Of said state.
Of said state.
Not inconsistent with.
Not inconsistent with.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
To the best of my knowledge.
To the best of my knowledge.
Skill and ability.
Skill and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
I,
Vivian Saunders,
do affirm
that I will
well and truly
execute the duties
of county commissioner
according to the best
of my skill and ability
according to the law
so help me God congratulations. Thank you.
Congratulations, Commissioner Saunders.
At this time, I'll turn it back over to the county manager for the election process.
Okay. At this time, as manager, I will oversee the election of the 2025 chairman and vice chairman pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 153A-39, which reads, on the first Monday in December of each even-numbered year and its first regular meeting in December of each odd-numbered year, the Board of Commissioners shall choose one of its members as chairman for the ensuing year, unless the chairman is elected as such by the people or otherwise designated by law. The board shall also, at that time, choose a vice chairman to act in the absence or disability of the chairman. If the chairman and vice chairman are both absent from a meeting of the board, the members present may choose a temporary chairman. The chairman is the presiding officer of the Board of Commissioners. Unless excused by rule of the board, the presiding officer has a duty to vote on any question before the board. Once a new chairman and vice chairman have been appointed, we will have a brief reset so the board members may switch chairs and so that nameplates can be reorganized. At this time, the floor is open for nominations for chairman of the Virgin County Board of Commissioners for 2025.
Mr. County Manager, I at this time select Mr. Corey Balance as chair of the Virgin County Board of Commissioners. I will nominate,
Are there any other nominations on the floor?
Mr. Manager, I'd like to close the nomination as stated.
Okay, nominations for chair of the board have been closed. At this time, I will take a roll call vote. Commissioner Saunders? Commissioner Hoggart?
Aye.
Commissioner Robertson?
Aye.
Commissioner White? And Commissioner Balance?
Aye.
Congratulations, Chairman Balance. You are the chairman for the Board of Commissioners for 2025. At this time, the floor is open for nominations for vice chair of the Bertie County Board of Commissioners for 2025.
I'm manager. Make the motion that I nominate Mr. L.C. Hogg as the third vice president, vice chairman.
Mr. County Manager, I move that the nominations be closed.
Commissioner Hargett has been nominated for vice chairman, and the floor has been closed for nominations. At this time, a roll call vote will be taken. Commissioner Saunders? Commissioner Hoggart?
100 aye.
Commissioner Robertson.
200 aye.
Commissioner White.
Aye.
And Chairman Balance.
Aye.
Congratulations, Vice Chairman Hoggart. At this time, the board will recess and will reconvene at approximately 6:15.
At this time, we will have comments from the commissioners. Commissioner Vivian Saunders, any comments?
I guess I want to thank the people of Burton County for giving me your vote of trust. I want to thank this board for including me and a part of the process of the policymaking, the governance of this county. It is an honor in which I will esteem very, very high. I just want to thank you all for all your support and all that you will do and have done for this county. Thank you.
Vice Chairman, Mr. L.C. Hall.
Come again, like, kind of follow up. Same thing, just thank the people for believing in me and voting for me. Appreciate it. It's ironic that it was still my son. It was 12 years ago, December the 1st, that I won't say stepped down, but I was defeated, so I had to move on. And now here it is, December the 2nd, you know, 12 years later. With that, you know, makes you think how things can turn around, you know, particularly with not having any idea, thinking I'll be back here again. But we are a community in Bertie County. And if Bertie County is going to be better, the community has to be together. So I pray that, you know, that I can help bring that about, whatever it is that I can do and we can do as a board. I ask for prayers. It's different, but still the same. There's work to be done. People need jobs. We need housing. And we got to do what we got to do. Like those commissioners that were here, that are not here, Commissioner Trent, Commissioner Wesson. I'm like this. I have no shame in my game. If I have to reach out to you, I will. And that includes the board that I'm with right now. And that's the only way we can make things better in Bertie County. Thank you again. May God bless you and may God bless Bertie County.
Thank you. Commissioner Mike White.
Just congratulations to the new commissioners. Look forward to working with you all. And that's it.
Commissioner Ron Robson.
Oh, I'll say congratulations to the new commissioners. And I'll say congratulations to the two that is excellent. I have learned a lot from Ron and John. They have taught me a lot. Ron Wesson, thank you for using my name. Now I'm going to use yours. John, thank you for a lot of your knowledge, and we're going to move forward with everything you guys have shared with me. And just like Vice Chair mentioned earlier, if, you know, I don't have shame in my game. If I need some, Ron, I'm going to call you. John, if I need some, I'm going to call you. You know what I mean? So look for that. Thank you.
And I would also like to say congratulations to Commissioner Saunders, Commissioner Hoggart, and thank you to Commissioner Trent and Commissioner Wesson. And I also would like to thank the board for finding it favorable for me to become chair. At this time, we're going to move to public comments. We ask that you please limit your comments to 3 minutes per speaker.
Good evening, everybody. I would like to congratulate Vivian and Mr. Hoggart and the commissioners for the dedication that y'all do for the community and Windsor, North Carolina, and Burke T. County. Ron Weston, John Trent, his wife, been a dedication to me, and my father, Bob Fearon Smallwood Lake Salt, he's been an administrator to the community of Indian Woods Road. Ron Robinson, you've been a dedication to us. Like I said, you did what you could do and keep on doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon. I'll be brief. I'd like to say congratulations to the entire board for a new beginning. Burton County is not the richest county in the state by any means. And sometimes we really don't have a lot to offer when people are looking for places to relocate, whether it's a home or it's a business. But we have to look at what we really have, and that's our natural resources and who we are. And as a board, I will ask you and challenge you to work as a board and keep in mind that honesty, transparency, integrity are very, very, very important to the people who elected you. And I do believe if you serve the people and not yourself, or not other people that personally or do things that will appear to make you look good, but make the county look good, I think we can all move forward and have a better county. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Any more public comments? County manager, are there any online?
Sure. Any public comments?
Okay. At this time, we will move to our reports and appointments. And we will now have presentation to former Commissioner John Trent. Trent, if I can call you forward.
Trent was appointed in 2018 to the local college trustee on the Burton Martin Vivian Dale Board, serving as chairman 2019 and vice chairman 2015 through 2019. Whereas John Trent formerly served as chairman to the Burton County Board of Commissioners in 2016, 2017, 2019, and 2022. Whereas John Trent formerly served as chairman of the YMCA board 2015 through 2019. Whereas John Trent formerly served as a member of the Vital Hospital Board of Directors 2015 through 2017. Whereas John Trent completed a term on the School Safety Commission 2013 through 2019, whereas John Trent was an NAACP member, whereas John Trent was a member of the Florida Atlantic Building of Directors, 87 through 89, whereas John Trent was a Hope Plantation sponsor, whereas John Trent was a contributor for the Lewiston Family Resource Center, whereas John Trent was a financial mentor for Burton County citizens. Whereas John Trent was an SRT member for Governor Graham's task force. Whereas John Trent received a certificate of advanced emergency medical procedures. Whereas John Trent received a certificate of special recognition of distinguished service for the Florida Highway Patrol. Therefore, be it resolved, Commissioner John Trent has earned the recognition for his time serving on the Berkshire County Board of Commissioners and North Carolina Senate District 3, expresses his deepest gratitude for his service to his county and his state. Signed by Senator Bobby Hayden and Senator Byrd. Thank you for your service here, Berkshire County. Thank you, Mr. President. Now we have a practice with me. It says Berkshire County Board of Commissioners presents to John O. Orange. John Orange Trent, in appreciation of dedicated public service to the citizens of Berkshire County, County Commissioner from 2012 through 2024, Vice Chair from 2020 through 2021, Chair 2015 through 2016 through 2017, 2018 through 2019, 2021 through 2022, 2023 through 2024. Your tongue tied. I present this to you on behalf of the entire board and the county of Berkshire. Thank you again.
Thank you, John.
Thanks. Okay. North Carolina Senate District 3 certificate of recognition honoring Commissioner Ronald Wesson. Whereas Commissioner Wesson was first elected in 2012, he has been tapped as chair of the board for 2023, and whereas Commissioner Wesson is currently serving his third term as a Berkshire County Commissioner. Commissioner Wesson previously served as chairman of the board from 2014 to 2015, in 2017 through 2018. And whereas Commissioner Wesson is on the board of directors for the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners, and whereas Commissioner Wesson was the 2016 through 2017 chairman for the Tax and Finance Committee for the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners, and whereas Commissioner Wesson was the 2017-2018 chairman for the General Government Committee for the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners, and whereas Commissioner Wesson is the proud chairman for the Berkshire County Chamber of Commerce, and whereas Commissioner Wesson is the 2019 to present trustee for Martin Community College as the governor's appointee, and whereas Commissioner Wesson is the 2017 to the present chairman executive director for the Partners for Berkshire County Public Schools, and whereas Commissioner Wesson is the 2015 to present president and founder for Youth Berkshire Incorporated, and whereas Commissioner Wesson is the executive director for the Nellie Ward Wesson Scholarship Foundation. Therefore, be it resolved, Commissioner Roland Ron Dean Wesson has earned the recognition for his time serving on the Berkshire County Board of Commissioners and North Carolina Senate District 3, expresses his deepest gratitude for his service to his county and state. Signed by Senator Berger and Senator Payne. Thank you. County Board of Commissioners presents to Ronald Dean West in appreciation of the dedicated public service to the citizens of Berkshire County. County Commissioner 2012 through 2024. Vice Chair 2020 through 2021. 2021 through 2022. Chair for 2014 through 2015, 2020 through 2021, 2022 through 2023. Again, thank you for your service.
I'm standing, my brother.
Congratulations to the new, elected commissioner and to our new chairman. Hope you guys get as much pleasure as I did over the last 7 years of serving. It's been a great pleasure in my life. And I'm very much in the tree.
Thank you.
Again, we thank God for their service to the citizens of Bertie County. Now we will move on to our Bertie County Flood Damage Prevention Ordinance update by Planning and Inspections Director Tracy White. Holding before so they can hear you. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
FEMA had, in conjunction with North Carolina Emergency Management, had been doing a new flood study and new mapping for North Carolina, and Bertie County has been remapped. This has been going on, the process for the new maps and soliciting information for changes. It was presented to the public over a year ago by North Carolina Emergency Management. We did have a meeting over at the community center at the library. And so now it's come time to adopt the changes in the ordinance. We did have some changes. Not all map panels changed in the county, but some of the major areas of change were along the Chowan River and the Albemarle Sound. Those areas now have what's considered a coastal high hazard flood zone. It used to just be your standard special flood hazard area, what people traditionally referred to as the 100-year floodplain, which meant that it had a 1% chance of flooding in any given year. Now that area is going to be considered a coastal high hazard area, which means that it has tidal influence, it has wave action, and so some of the regulations are going to have to be changed and added new language to address what can be constructed in those zones and what the requirements for those structures would be in those zones. Those are the main changes. Main thing that we did not change our freeboard requirement. Freeboard is the amount of elevation that a home has to be above the base flood elevation, and our ordinance has had 5 feet. Not all the town ordinances have 5 feet. The town of Windsor has 5 feet, and the county has 5 feet. The planning board did not opt to change that, but that can be changed. You cannot go below base flood elevation, and they prefer that it's 1 foot above at least, but we have 5 foot requirement here in Bertie County. That was based on historical data from actual floods. Some of the homes that had been elevated to 3 feet above base flood elevation in the last flooding that we had still went above that 3 feet. Some of those homes that had been elevated, that may have been grant money, it may have been insurance money, but they still had major property damages. So it did flood into their house above that level. So the town of Windsor opted to go with a 5 foot requirement before elevations from the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program began, and then the county followed suit. So that requirement is still in the proposed ordinance. Some other changes are added definitions in there, and most of the requirements, they reinforce engineering standards for construction, like using fuel, things like that. Very technical. I know it's very technical and very dry information, and we can go into it in as much detail as you would like, or we could schedule a work session if you would like to review it in that much detail. But the main thing tonight is for you to know that we have to move forward with adopting an ordinance that has the required language to remain in good standing with the National Flood Insurance Program, which is what we participate in order for our citizens to be able to purchase flood insurance in the county. And the new ordinance, along with the maps, have to be adopted and become effective by January the 17th. So I'm requesting a public hearing date at your meeting in January. I believe it's the January 6th meeting, if we could hold a public hearing, which is required before you can adopt any ordinance. I would ask for that to be set for that date. And if you would like any other type of meetings or presentation, or if you want to dive into the ordinance, you're welcome to direct me.
Ms. White, I'm like at our next board meeting, if we could have maybe a list of the engineers that, you know, the public can call, you know, and to get their property inspected, while they, you know, they think they in a flood zone or need some direction how they could, you know, build their home, their stores, and they would qualify to do that.
Okay, well, anybody can call my office at any time, and I can check their property for flood zone and tell them what flood zone they're in or whether it's changed from the old maps to the current maps. They should have been notified by mail by the state as well, and we can give them a list of engineers as well that we have, design professionals, if they need it, if they're planning on building inside the flood zone.
Right. Oh, let me ask you this. How many different types of flood zones are there?
There is a flood zone A, which is the flood hazard area. Typically a flood zone X, there's two flood zone X. X is not a regulated flood zone. One is not in the flood zone. And then there's a shaded X, which is what they used to call 500-year floodplain. It has a less chance of flooding in any given year than the flood hazard area, but it's not mandatory to regulate in that area. So it is a non-regulatory area.
Right.
Then now you're going to have a V zones and what they call a coastal A zone. That's pretty much it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
County manager, do we have any room to put that on the work session?
At the January 6th meeting, yes, sir.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Any questions? Any questions?
Yeah, I just want to know, Mr. County manager, have you reviewed this report, and are you in agreement with it, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I would like to recommend moving forward with having the public forum on January 6th in our regular meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Tracy.
Thank you.
At this time, we'll move to board appointments. The first board being Bert T. Martin Regional Jail Commission.
I would be interested in serving on that. So I've worked with a lot of young men and people of their age, so if no one is interested, then I would be very much interested in serving.
Okay. Everybody sound good?
Sounds good.
Little man.
Okay. Okay, if I can just have a motion, second, and vote, we'll be good.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we appoint Commissioner Vivian Saunders as to be on the Bert T. Martin Jail Commission. We have the motion on the floor.
Second.
All in favor? But
yes.
Aye. Okay. And all opposed? Okay. Next, we'll move to the Mideast Commission.
I currently serve on Mideast.
Second. We have a first by Commissioner Vivian Saunders, second by Commissioner Ron Wesson. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay.
All right.
Congratulations. Commissioner Ron Robinson, sorry. All right. At this time, we'll move to the consent agenda. I approve the register of deeds, fees, and report for October 2024. Do we have a...
I make a motion. We approve the register of deeds, fees, report for October 2024.
Second.
Okay. We have a first by Commissioner White, second by Commissioner Saunders. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. All right, next we will have the approved tax release journal for October 2024. There a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a first by Commissioner Ron Robinson, followed by Commissioner Vivian Saunders. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Approve the meeting minutes for October the 7th, 2024, September the 9th, 2024. June the 8th, 2024, May the 6th, 2024, April the 8th, 2024, and March the 4th, 2024.
These are the red lines that he sent us today.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I make a motion we approve the minutes from October, September, June, May, April, and March of 2024.
Second. We have a motion by Michael White, second by Ronald Wesson, Robinson. I'm going to miss you, man. And all in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Approved memorandum of understanding between Burtee County 911 Communications and Martin County Regional Communications.
Second.
Okay. We have first by Commissioner Vivian Saunders, second by Commissioner Ronald Robinson. All in favor, say aye. All opposed, nay. Approved project ordinance 25-2, American Rescue Act, plan of 2021, coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds and related budget amendment. Is there a motion? Is there a second?
I'm a question. The budget amendment, to have the manager to have his finance officer to explain that to the board.
Yes, sir. Will McHare is right here prepared to explain the documents that you have, one being the budget department and the other being the budget.
For your request, the budget resolution or amendment is to demonstrate the use of the maximizing all of the dollars that are currently budgeted. Part of the things that we didn't know that we had to include was the revenue or from the interest that was earned on the money, as well as any monies that had not been expended thus far in 24. So the budget amendment budgets those increased in the revenues from the earnings that we received, as well as utilize the various line items that weren't spent to then transfer expenditures from the general fund over to the ARPA fund, therefore doing revenue replacement.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
And the bulk of this money is going to be used, or has it already been spent?
It's already been spent from the general fund, ma'am, and then we're moving it over to the ARPA funds, which is a grant that has to be spent by the end of this month.
Okay, so those approved monies that you said had not been allocated.
Right.
Will there be an opportunity for us to discuss allocating it to any other new projects?
Yes, ma'am. The monies will be basically rolled into your fund balance at the end of the 24 year for allocation in mid-year or in next budget cycle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, more questions? We had a first by Commissioner Hoggett. Is there a second?
So moved.
We have a second by Commissioner Ron Robinson. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. And approve records retention policy, eligible use policy, allowable cost policy, non-discrimination policy, and conflict of interest policy.
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. We have the first by Commissioner Saunders and the second by Commissioner Robinson. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. And approve bonds for Burt T. County officials.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We have it first by Commissioner Robinson. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner White. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Now we will move to agenda D, consideration of January work session. Everybody good with January the 6th, am I correct?
Well, January 6th is the regular meeting. However, I would like for the board to consider having a work session later in January for two reasons. One being to provide a commissioner orientation, where the department heads will introduce themselves, provide some information about services provided by their offices, as well as ongoing projects that they currently have, as well as a strategic planning work session, so that we can hopefully wrap up the strategic plan by June 30th of this year. And that will be facilitated by project consultant Robin Payne.
Okay.
What do you have a date you're looking at?
I was looking at potentially the week of January 20th. Of course, January 20th is a holiday. If there is any day during that particular week that will work for the board, I think that would be appropriate.
I'm flexible all week, so it's be up to the board majority.
Is it 23rd work for everyone at 10 o'clock?
Yes, that's good.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
So, how are you all?
So
23rd?
Yes, sir. January 23rd, 10 o'clock in the community meeting room of the library and cooperative extension facility.
Okay. All right. Next on the agenda, essentials of county government. New Bern, January 16th through 17th. Winston-Salem, January the 24th through the 25th. Asheville, February the 19th through the 20th. And these are for our union elected officials, correct? Those are the dates that you have to choose from, Commissioner.
Yeah.
We've already chosen our date.
Okay. At this time, we will have Commissioner's report. And we will start with you, Commissioner Saunders. When we get to this point, this is normally where we have, share any updates or anything going on.
In the county.
In the county or anything that you're involved with.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. There's a lot of things that we've got, we're looking to do on our end. Currently, working with Burchard County Schools and working with the High Challenge Program, and that's the alternative
program for young people suspended from middle high school. But we've kind of broadened our horizon on that, and we've started recruiting kids who have dropped out of school. So I just want to let the general public at large, if you know of any young folk who are not in school, who need their GED, or need to be back in high school, please contact us. Because we noticed that it was quite a few young men and some young women walking the streets in Lewiston, Windsor, Corrine Air. So we have recruited four kids thus far to come and to get their GED. So that's one of the most important things that we're working on at this moment. So if you know of a young person who needs to be in school, who's walking the street, let us know. And we will do everything in our power to get them in school, get them a GED, or try to get them back in the local school system.
Thank you, Commissioner Saunders. Sounds like a great program. Commissioner Hogg?
Linda, this is my first meeting. I have much to say. I would like to thank Mr. Weston for last night. So, conversation you had on social media with the person in the county talking about roads, mailboxes, those types of things. Another thing that's kind of dear to me, I work with reentry. Pitt County had that program, Pitt Community College. They chose not to follow up with it. So I know that's something that the region is looking at. That should be something that we all need to think about. It is a major issue. The city isn't the reentry program, so it's something that we need to look into. From a local or state level, federal, it needs to be taken care of prior to any other. Other than that, at the moment, just start doing what we have to do as a board again to make RT County better. Education, about help, not only for their patience and understanding as we try to do what we can move forward. Thanks.
Thank you, Commissioner Hogg. Commissioner White.
So I've already made the county manager aware, but I've told him I'd bring him up at this meeting. The wind farm that is in Chowan County, I've gotten several phone calls about it. Tracy and I spoke, and she's gotten calls about it as well. I'm not sure what we're supposed to do about it, but I'm going to bring it because I said I would. The windmills have flashing lights that the people along the Chowan River and the Alamore Sound, it has, it's messed up their view, but it's also their work. The person who spoke to me said that could help her if somebody's epileptic. It could cause seizures if it's messing up the blinking lights is messing up their sleep. Yes. She asked, were we aware of it? And I said, I would bring it up at this meeting. And if we wanted to file a complaint, she, as a commission, a board, she has sent me the link, but I would not do that on my own. So I said, I'd mention it. Tracy, you're welcome to share. I know she called you as well. If I left anything out. She would like it to be sonar. People would like it to be sonar lights. The only reason I'm really bringing it to you is because it actually could affect taxes. If it affects housing, the housing market on that side, if the houses go down or the t- tax value goes down for that, that is where it could affect us. So I'm just bringing it to everyone's attention. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner White.
So, Phil, help me understand. Where are these lights that float on the water?
No, there are
windmill lights.
They're across
Shawan side.
On Shawan
side. Yeah, not on the Edenton side, but I don't know what's over there on that side. But so if you look at the bridge, Edenton this way, it's on this side of the bridge.
If you were in Black Rock and looked across the river, you could see that.
Okay. It's right in front of you.
You're Rocky
Hot. Rocky Hot, okay.
It's like when you go to this one through this city, you see it.
Yes.
That.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Commissioner Warren. Robinson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. A couple of things I have that I need to be on the agenda for January board meeting. One is we need to get an update on that non-emergency transport. We want to make sure that they're not being a debt to the citizens of Berkshire County. They are being profit, making a profit. P&L. We want to take a look at that on January 6th. Thank you, Mr. Manager. The other item I have on the agenda, we talked about, and we need to make sure that fire hydrants are placed on highways for our citizens in Berkshire County to decrease their homeowners insurance. When those fire hazards are located within 3 miles to 5 miles, it will cause the taxpayers' homeowners insurance to go down. And that will really offset that 3% fire taxes that we put on the citizens of Berkshire County.
Thank you, Commissioner Robinson. And I would just like to close out the commissioner's reports with, first of all, again, I thank God for this team that he has put together to lead the county for this next term. I'm looking forward to all of the ideas, all of the suggestions that it will require to make good decisions here in the county. I think it's important that all of us work together for the common good of the citizens of Berkshire County. And again, I'm excited because I know if we all work together, we can get great results. Also, I would like to just impose to the citizens, we have a few job openings, and I would like to ask the citizens to help us advertise. We need building inspectors. We need different positions filled within the county. And we have a lot of people that say they want jobs, and we have a lot of jobs we need filled. So there has to be a way to bridge the two together. Thank you. At this time, we'll have our county manager's report.
Thank you, Chairman. Once again, I would like to say congratulations to our new commissioners. Congratulations to our chairman and vice chairman. And thank you to our former commissioners. The main update that I would like to provide to everyone is this week is Employee Appreciation Week for our Berkshire County employees. We could not do what we do and serve the citizens the way that we do without our employees, from ensuring that citizens have healthy, clean water to drink, to making sure that someone answers the phone and responds when someone calls 911,
None of that could take place without our employees. And so this week is set aside to honor our employees. So we have fun activities planned. We have Spirit Week. Each day of the week, employees dress up with the theme that was selected by a committee. We also have prize drawings. Today, 5 employees received prizes that were donated from departments here in Bertie County. And that will continue throughout the end of the week. On Thursday at 12:30, Board of Commissioners, please join me in honoring our employees for an employee appreciation luncheon. Again, that is Thursday, December 5th, 12:30, and that will take place at Blue Jay Recreation Center. So that will last until about 2 o'clock or 2:30. We're going to have a little fun, show our employees how much we honor and appreciate them. Following that luncheon, of course, the Windsor Parade takes place at 3 o'clock. And then again, our employee appreciation week will conclude on Friday. We also have some other activities that the committee has selected, and some commissioner participation has been selected. So I'll keep you informed of that when it comes to door decorating contest and all of that. But again, just want you all to help me in honoring and showing our appreciation to our citizens this week.
And just to kick that off,
yes,
I would like for all of us to just give all of our employees here to kind of just give them a round of applause.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Definitely realize that, you know, it takes everyone, and we thank God for all of the employees here in Bertie County.
Mr. Chairman, speak.
Yes, yes.
I'd just like to thank Mr. Bond. I know Mr. Bond is a different duck. He's a quiet person, and I'm loud. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm loud, y'all. I'm being sweet tonight, but I'm really loud. And it's like oil and water. So I'd like to thank him, and I'd like to talk to him. I can't speak for the board, but to let him know that we support you.
Thank you.
That we understand that you are the captain driving this ship, and we are your anchor, and we're your support system, and we're not driving the ship. We're supporting you in driving this ship.
Thank you.
And whatever I can do as a commissioner, and I guess we can do as a team to support you, we want to let you know we're behind you. Like the young folks say now, standing on business.
Thank you.
We're standing on business behind you, sir. And I'd like to applaud you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, you're going to call on the best attorney in the state, County Attorney's Report.
Well, I have nothing to say but congratulations to the team members.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. At this time, we will open up the floor again for public comments. Please remember that to limit your comments to 3 minutes. None. Are there any virtually? Okay. So at this time, we will be going into closed session.
I make a motion. We go into closed session pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11A3-4-6. I got you.
You got a second?
Second.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor to go into closed session by Commissioner Michael White, second by Ron Robinson. All in favor said aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. All right. We will now be going into closed session. I ask that you will excuse us. We need a motion to come out of closed session.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Commissioner Ronald Robinson, second by Commissioner Vivian Saunders. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. All right.
There was one person on Zoom. We just brought them back in.
We're now out of closed session. There's no more discussions at this time. Make a motion that we adjourn.
Chairman, we adjourn the meeting for December 2nd, 2024.
All right. We have a first by Commissioner Ronald Robinson. Is there a second?
Second.
Vice Chair. Second by Vice Chair. Target. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Yes.